have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
What's up, DB?
I think we're gonna make them swag it after this one.
Yeah, yeah.
They gonna dance to this.
Oh,
one.
I can see
ready. Yeah.
Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Say you're real with it, so real with it. Then you be your big gun chillin' it. Cut the dick cause you don't know who you dealin' with. Show me some respect cause I ain't clannin' with the silliness. Surrounded by the fake, you're not really get. Never compromise with some dividends. I did before, but I never will again. Ask the God for the forgiveness for my sins. I'm a child of the king, yes, I'm a child of the king. The devil can shatter my dreams, good ground is where I plant my seeds, yeah. I got plenty muscle, grinding in the sea hustle. Been in the struggle, been in the dungeon, but lonely a tip for the lunches. Homie, the road with the punches. All people perish for the lack of knowledge. Why you think we are trapped in violence? College, it ain't for everybody. Some intelligence, stack your wallet. I've been real, told you, I'm cold like a windshield. Roll like a big wheel, spin it like big meals and we will. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
Everything they do is enough.
Two fish, you close and I can see the pose.
I told you.
They act so holy, act like they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Mess up my energy, offensive, religiously, unevenly yoked. They don't mix with my chemistry.
Oh, no.
Profit out of pocket, speaking in riddles all off topic. Planet, starships, and rockets, spinning the word about sickle sprocket. What is your option, heaven or hell? To what I dwell, will I prevail? It's designed to get it close, I am a slave by the bell. Purposely ordained to carry the day. Baptized in the joy and pain, not a slave, turning the pain. Toss a car, breaking the tape. Chopping it out like a geek, so it ain't easy. Being too, too old, let go. Fill the room, now I'm attacking all of these. Should've conceded, I think it's all needed. Back up in you, give me a minute. Everything good, come from God. Throw an order off to me, you bop my head like the baby. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybe. Keep on walking in the light, while the rest be so safe. Thinking of me, I hate me, the blood is thicker than gravy. Two on the word, better take that. Shocking amazing grace, covers the room, ready, set. Boom, he ain't dead, you heard what I said, the living bread. Go check the tomb, the bridegroom's returning soon, dang.
Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy. Give me some love. Give me respect. Give me my God. Give me some space. Give me your blessing. Dance like you holy. Dance like you holy.
That's what I'm talking about right there, boy. That gets me hyped. That gets me hyped. Welcome, you guys, to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, I have missed you guys. It has been another long week, but we made it through. I thank you so much for taking out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Miss Kimberly Robinson, the visionary, the woman of God who gives me such a wonderful platform through Elation Magazine, in which I can help so many people. Elation Magazine is getting bigger and better. Yes, indeed. And also, I just want you guys to know that, hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because you guys are messed up. You're stressed up. And I just like helping people. I'm a giver. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. But you guys are out of your minds. You're stark, raving mad, and I'm here to help you. Let's get right into it. This first segment is one of these staples. I'm telling you, one of the foundations of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. This is the I'm a Thug segment. A lot of people don't know that, you know, they are straight up thugging, living the thug life. Okay, they don't realize that they are just straight up out of thugonomics, meaning 1 + 2 is 6. It don't make no sense, and neither do thugs. I'm going to tell you what. You could be the thug. Sure could.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at the local grocery store or at the bank. Someone that you may pass as you walk into the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day, depending on what part of the country you live in. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they are straight thugging. Let me tell you one thing. Tupac lied. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell does. You know what they call it? They call it hell, idiot. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you are straight thugging. You are thugged out. Do better. Anyway, here we go. Number one, I'm a thug. When I was a child, I wrote a letter to Santa Claus' wife telling her to drop that zero and get with this hero. That's a thug right there, because Santa Claus ain't did nothing to nobody but trying to put smiles on people's face with gifts. But you was a thug. You're trying to break up that happy home. Thug. This past Halloween, I dressed up as Donald Trump to try and scare black voters. So that's a thug right there. That's a thug right there. The country's already torn apart. Quit playing with folk. Number three, I'm a thug. I chew gum I find on the ground. Wow. That's just nasty. That's gross. And that is a thug. Number four, I'm a thug. I went to a job interview wearing a do-rag and a sweatsuit. So that's a thug right there. They don't care about nothing. They don't care about nothing. They ain't here to impress you. They just here to get the job, work enough to get them a paycheck, and then quit on you. And steal a few things along the way. That's a thug right there. Number five, I'm a thug. I bought my wife a T-shirt, wow, with my girlfriend's name on the back. Whoa, that's a thug right there. That's a thug right there, y'all. That's a thug. I'm telling you, if ain't never been a thug, that's a thug. Thug. I keep my food stamp card in a safety deposit box. How many food stamps you got on that card? What is the amount? What is the balance on that card that you got to keep it in a safety deposit box? Woo! That's a thug, because a thug got a lot of kids. A lot of kids. A thug keep a lot of kids. Number seven, I'm a thug. All for Muslims, free ham sandwiches. Wow. Wow, that's a thug right there. That right there gets you hurt. The Muslims don't play about that ham and that swine. They don't play with that swine. I'm telling you, we got to quit playing with the Muslims. Don't let them bow ties fool you, okay? Okay. Number eight, I'm a thug. My six-year-old son asked me to help him with his homework, and I intentionally gave him all the wrong answers so that he would fail, because he think he better than me. You know what? Parent of you. You's a thug parent. Intentionally want your son to fail. Talking about he think he better than you. Wow. You don't even want better for your child. Yeah, you're a thug. Number nine, I'm a thug. I donated my bed sheets to Goodwill because they had bed bugs on them. Wow. Wow. So you intentionally gave Goodwill sheets with bed bugs on them. Yeah, you're a thug right there. Number 10, finally, I'm a thug. I'm a thug. Wow. I'm studying to become certified to fly paper airplanes. So that's a thug right there, and that's just stupid. You just wasted your money. No, it ain't your money. It's somebody's money, because it ain't your money. A thug ain't never got his own money. A thug ain't never got his own money. Not legally. Yeah, you's a thug right there. You getting ready to get your certificate that says you certified to fly paper airplanes. What the hell you going to do with that? Huh? Wow. What's next? You going to become a paper airplane mechanic? Wow. Yeah, you's a thug. Again, I'm here to be a blessing and not a curse. You're welcome. This next segment is called Change Your Life. Change Your Life. Why should you change your life? Because your life needs change. That's right. You need to change your life. These are some examples of people who need to change your life. If this is you, you definitely need to change your life. Things is wrong in your life, okay? Get it right. Change. Number one, change your life. If you set up payroll deduct for your weed supply, change your life. Change your life. If your good plates are paper plates, change your life. Change your life. If your wig got mold growing on it, women, change your life. Change your life. Change your life. You spent your rent money on lottery tickets because you want to buy a house. Change your life. Change your life. Change your life. You filed bankruptcy on $680 worth of debt. You know what? Change your life. Change your life and choke yourself till you pass out. Change your life. Number six, change your life. You trying to look younger so you dye your armpit hair. Change your life. Change your life. If you complain about the high prices at Dollar Tree, you know what? Change your life. Change your life. Number eight, you wondering why you can't get Netflix on your flip phone. You know what? Change your life. Change your life. Number nine, change your life. You share a face mask with your dog. You know what? You're going to make the dog sick. Change your life. Change your life. Finally, number 10, change your life. You get fired for stealing toilet paper from your job. Ooh-wee. Change your life. Change your life. That don't make no doggone sense. What are we doing here? What are we doing? It makes no sense for you to be doing such stupid things. Change your life. This next segment, I'll tell you what, this is, again, it has definitely become one of my favorites because I believe the children are the future. And depending on the child you know or the children you know or you around or you raising, the future either is bright or it is dark. I'm telling you, this segment's called Whose Baby Is That? Uh-huh. There are a lot of people got these kids, these babies, and you know, they're just wrong. They dress wrong, they look wrong, they acting wrong. They just is wrong. They wrong. But it ain't their fault, it's the parents' fault. You a horrible parent. That's right. Whose baby is that? I'm going to tell you one thing. Now, there's a lot of bad babies out here. You know, and the babies ain't got no choice but to be bad. Why? Because the parents is horrible. Now, I'm going to tell you what. It could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby. It could be a friend's baby, a co-worker's baby, a stranger in the streets baby, someone you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet chilly day. I believe it's our duty, obligation to point out to people that, you know what, your child is just wrong. That baby is wrong. Do better about that baby so the baby will be better, okay? If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, any of the children you know, let me tell you something. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You are a horrible parent because all of these are wrapped up in one child or a group of children that belong to one person, you. Whose baby is that? Number one. Whose baby is that? 2 years old, sleeping with a do-rag on. Come on now. Come on. Whose baby is that? Number two. Whose baby is that? 4 years old, enrolled into Weight Watchers. Come on now. Come on now. Stop, stop. Whose baby is that? Number three. 6 years old, and got to wear a mask because they breath smell that bad. Ooh, it ain't because of COVID. It's because of halitosis. Whose baby is that? Number three. I'm sorry, number four. 3 years old and already losing their hair. Wow. 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 Whose baby is that? Number five. Whose baby is that? 5 years old and got their belly button pierced. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Whose baby is that? 8 years old and still being breastfed. Wow. Seriously? Seriously? Whose baby is that? 1 year old and spell out cuss words better than their name. Wait a minute. They can't spell their name. But how are they spelling cuss words? You did that to that child. Somebody, whose baby is that? 7 months old with an iPhone in their name. You know good and well that baby ain't signed up for no iPhone. Why you mess up the baby credit like that? Whose baby is that? 10 months old and got a lazy eye, a cross eye, cockeyed with the pink eye. Let me say it again. 10 months old. Got a lazy eye, a cross eye, cockeyed, with the pink eye. Wow. Wow. Finally, whose baby is that? 5 months old, and underarms smell like Funyuns. Ooh-wee now, come on now. That don't make no doggone sense. If the baby underarms smell like that, that ain't even their fault. that's the parent's fault. You know what? If you don't get that baby some deodorant, first of all, wash the baby up. And then get him some deodorant and put it on that baby. That don't make no doggone sense. It makes no doggone sense. This next segment is Random Thoughts. Now, these random thoughts are just that. They random thoughts. They don't mean nothing to nobody but me. Why? Because they're mine. They're my random thoughts. Okay? If you offended, then that's your fault. You ain't got no business worrying about my thoughts because these are just random thoughts, and they're mine. Random thought. Number one, why when white kids act up in school, they need counseling, but black kids act up in school, they need the military? Random thoughts. Why did Michael Jackson always look like he had too much baby powder on? Why does Bruce Jenner want to be a man then a woman then a man again, but a woman who's a man that wins Female Athlete of the Year? And then he accepts this award in a see-through dress. And you can see he's still a man. I don't know. Just random thoughts. I don't care what you think about them because they don't have nothing to do with you. They just random thoughts, and they mine. They just mine. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. This next segment is called Things White People Allow That Black People Don't. And you know what? We all the same. We just different. And there are certain things that white people will allow that black people just won't. Number one, things white people allow black people don't. Okay, you just meet me and my baby and you take it out of my hands. I'm going to tell you what, white people are there. They'll let you hold their baby. Black, ooh, well, you try to grab a black woman baby out there in your arms. And they don't know you like that. Ooh, okay, do it if you want to. Number two, things white people allow that black people don't. You just reach your hand in my plate and take some food out. Now, come on. White people do it, but black people, You bet not reach your hand in a black person's plate. Things white people do that black people that white people allow that black people don't. Your 7-year-old tell you what they want to eat and what they not gonna eat. Please, a black child sit there and starve to death. Yes, he will. Things that white people allow that black people don't allow. White people allow their pets to kiss them in the mouth. I wish just tongue lick them all in their face. That's what white people do. Black people, we ain't doing that. Things that white people allow that black people don't. Any relative to spend the night. Let me tell you something. We're not doing it. Let me tell you something. Things that white people allow that black people don't. Multiple credit checks. First of all, you ain't finna run my credit too many times. So look, I need every point on my credit report. I can't afford to lose one point. Finally, things that white people allow that black people don't. Wow. Their parents come and live with them and take over their house whenever they visit. White people let they parents or in-laws just come and take completely over. A black woman ain't gonna have it. No. Okay, grandma be sitting out there on the porch. Yes, she will. Black people, we're not having that. And she might have a mouth swollen up because somebody been smacked her. Oh, that's disrespectful. Now, this next segment is out of order. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that's out of order. And the reason why I do this is because I want to help you get your life in order, okay? Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. If your credit's so bad that whenever you buy something, you have to make daily payments, you're out of order. Number two, if this is you, you're out of order. If you take Viagra that gets you up in the morning and a muscle relaxer to calm you down. You're out of order. Number three, if this is you, you're out of order. If you pay your church tithes without use, you're out of order. Number four, if this is you, you're out of order. You wear your dirty underwear outside your clothes to air them out. Yeah, you're out of order. Number five, if this is you, you're out of order. You got caught stealing gas on a riding lawnmower. Ooh, yeah, you're out of order. Number six, if this is you, you're out of order. You're in jail serving life and sending out your work resume on Indeed. Yeah, you out of order. You ain't going to get no job. And even if you get the job, you can't go. Number seven, if this is you, you out of order. You in a homeless shelter complaining about the room. Okay. If this is you, you out of order. You just now getting last Christmas's layaway out. Come on now. Come on, Christmas bingo. If this is you, you out of order. Your car smoking so bad when you pull up to a stoplight, somebody run up and try and pull you through the window to save your life. Wow. Finally, if this is you, you're out of order. If your nose hair got dandruff, stop it. It don't make no doggone sense. It don't make no doggone sense. Again, I just want you to know that you are out of order because there are a lot of people out here that don't understand it, all right? Now, finally, we come to the part of the show that I always look forward to, because this is when we get our praise on, give God a little glory. It's the church announcements. I tell you what, I invite you to please join us as we give our praise and glory to God, because we are the church of Jesus. Take the wheel, I got the gas. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements, I want to make sure that there's no saint left behind, that everyone's on one accord, that the body is uniform. And everybody's under the same understanding, okay? I don't like no confusion. I do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet, so cannot watch us as we stream live for the 60-day and to shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been watching in attendance and may have actually been watching live as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, well, they were busy doing things that I've not been doing. Like, for real, shooting dice in the back of the church? Shooting dice in the back of the church. Okay. Okay, let me hear somebody else call Snake Eyes again while I'm up here trying to get a good word. See what happens. Another one. Brother Tony joined church last Sunday and his check for his tithes was returned. So I called him and I told him not to come back unless he got cash. Another number two. Mother Perlene, we respect your right to freedom of speech and expression, but it's just too soon, okay? It really is too soon. So don't come in here wearing a Free R. Kelly t-shirt. It's, no, we're not, no, no, we're not doing that. We're not. Announcement number three, Brother Darnell, beatboxing is not a musical instrument. Plus, you spitting all over the place. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund. As you know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer. Intrigue, adventure, humor, horror. But most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a lack of awareness of the church's needs. Yep, that's about right. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you what I always like to do, and I'm going to do it because that's what I do. I'm going to press out. So I ask that please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind, and it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Open that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Wherever a doctor is and you feeling sick at. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to hold us close to your bosom, keeping us safe and protected from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I have enjoyed my time with you guys, and I cannot wait because I miss you already. You guys take care. I'll see you next Sunday. More nuts, more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite to eat. And I'm going to put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. And I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. If you try to stop my love, then I hurt you. Because that's what my love does. It hurts. It does. And I don't mind hurting you with love. You guys, good night. Take care.
Yeah, Apostle Thomas, bringing it to him, my victory over sin. Every day we struggle, put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll make it happen. When I look in my rear view, I see that old man thanking God every day for his master plan.
To see Jesus tell him thank you.